Un fuego de sangre pura que con lamento se canta.
That slow, sultry sound you hear is called cumbia, and it is taking over the world. Okay, maybe not the world, but it's taking over Latin America. Here to tell us how that is taking shape, Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz from NPR's Alt Latino. It's a weekly podcast about Latin alternative music. Hey, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So, cumbia. Tell me about this music.
Well, you know, we started with the song because we wanted to start with the tradition and show you how it's made its way around Latin America.
It dates back to colonial slavery times in Colombia, and it's this beat. Felix, how would we describe this beat?
You know, that short, lilting shuffle almost. Hmm. We're going to play a track now from 1964. This is called Cumbia del Sol. Okay. It's by Carmen Rivera.
Cumbia!
There's definitely a Cuban influence from the Cuban mambo and son that's happening at around the same time in the mid-60s. Big band, American big band, the orchestrations. So all of that stuff is having an influence, and it just takes off like crazy in Mexico in the mid-60s. And it's been adapted and synchronized with a lot of different cultures. And one of my favorite forms is something that took place in the early 70s in Peru. It got mixed in with psychedelic music, with surf guitar, with the Andean influence there, and it became a form called chicha. And we're going to play a track now called Constelación, and it's by a really old Peruvian group called Los Destellos. And check out the guitar, because this is how you can tell.
Okay. I love it. You know, this type of cumbia is born when there's this oil boom in Peru in the 70s, right near the Amazon. These towns just pop up just exclusively for the drilling of oil. And you get all these workers, oil guys from the southwest and the west, you know, that are coming down to Peru. And so what happens is you get this very western guitar twang, like the psychedelia, the surf rock, mixing with the cumbia.
This is something that's obviously really popular in Latin America, but has it reverberated in other cultures? Is cumbia extended beyond Latin America?
Well, in the last couple of years, there's been a rediscovery of cumbia in U.S.-based bands. But it's always especially interesting when you see, like, bands, you know, non-Hispanic bands based in Brooklyn or that are just incorporating cumbia.
You know, these days, it can pop up anywhere, as Jasmine says. And the cool part of it is that they are reclaiming this. They are looking back on something that was kind of looked down upon because it was so working class in just about every culture that it was performed in. But it's become cool and hip again. And, you know, it's still the soundtrack to my youth. I brought in a clip of something that I heard at the Latin Alternative Music Conference over this summer. I brought in this track because they started playing this and I recognized the tune, which you will too. But then it switches over to cumbia and blew my mind. Check this one out.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, that is.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up.
Wow. It's so perfect.
This is a remix by a guy named Fito Olivares, who's from the Southwest. I think he's from Texas. He's he's a recording artist that does a lot of different styles of music, tropical music, cumbia and stuff. But I think he brilliantly mixed these two things. And it just shows how adaptable it is. And it's just like it's constantly changing. When you go from colonial days to thrift shop here, you know, that music is just so vibrant. It has a life that just won't die.
Very cool. Very cool. Jasmine Garz, Felix Contreras, they co-host Alt Latino. It's a weekly podcast that explores the world of Latino arts and culture. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You can find them in NPR Music at npr.org/altlatino.
It was 99 cents.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.